This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, a moment of reflection about America's innovation economy. We know that in technology hubs like Silicon Valley, it's cool to fail. That's the mark of a seasoned risk-taking entrepreneur, having tried, failed, and tried again. It may also be cool to draw a mediocre salary. That's the argument of one of America's leading technology venture capitalists who says he looks for low salaries at the top of startups when he's thinking of investing. Peter Thiel was also a co-founder of PayPal and is the first outside investor in Facebook. I reached him at his offices in San Francisco. Mr. Thiel, good morning.
Good morning.
I was surprised to see in your book how much you grumble about high salaries of chief executive officers. I mean, Peter, you're a rich man, so you're not fighting class warfare here. What's your beef with a high salary?
If the CEO or the founder and the CEO get paid a large amount, it tells everyone that it's about cash and not so much about building the equity in the business. The rule of thumb I came up with was that if you paid CEOs over $150,000 a year in startup companies, they would always fail. Mark Zuckerberg, his first year running Facebook, had a salary of $55,000. Reid Hoffman at LinkedIn had a salary of $15,000. That definitely showed confidence in the business you're building.
So many people will take your point here. You know, if you're building a smaller company, a startup, maybe you need to be careful about how high a fixed salary you're giving somebody and give them stock options. But there can also be a danger about sort of following a stock price. Often, stock price can be a short-term thing. And if you're looking out for the longer-term health of a company, you have to go beyond the stock price.
That becomes a risk, especially in public companies where the stock trades and you have a temptation to push quarterly earnings up at the expense of investing in long-term growth. One of the biases I have is that people should defer IPOs as long as possible. Where in the 90s, the push was to go public as fast as possible. Today, people are willing to build businesses much longer.
So we're chatting here right about the midpoint of autumn 2014. As you look out around you now at the technology landscape, you lived through that other bubble. Are you worried about a bubble now?
I would say a full-on bubble is always a psychosocial phenomenon, and it only happens when the public gets involved, which was investing in tech IPOs in the 90s. And this time around, the public has not really been involved. And of course, you know, there's always the history. People were really burned in the 90s. And so I do think people have been a little bit more careful the second time around.
You may also be interested to know that Mr. Thiel also prefers monopoly over competition. His advice to entrepreneurs is to find a niche and dominate the heck out of it. Actually, he put it more strongly than that.
You want to always aim for monopoly. We can debate whether that's good or bad for society, but from the point of view of someone starting a business, that's what you aim for. If you want to compete like crazy, you should open a restaurant and you will get ferocious competition, but I think you won't do very well as a business.
Right, or go into the grocery store business where margins are so thin. But start a monopoly, like what? Try to corner the market while you can if you have a startup business?
You know, we have antitrust laws. You shouldn't do anything that involves illegal collusion or sort of a conspiracy or anything like that. But we certainly have all sorts of legal monopolies. So if you invent something new, you can get a patent, you get copyrights. So my bias is always that we should be trying to do new things. The next Mark Zuckerberg won't be building a social networking site. The next Larry Page won't be building a search engine. And so instead of copying other things that have been done, it's much more valuable to do something new.
In the book, you talk about what is your favorite question to ask when someone is sitting in front of you trying to get a job. Here it is. Tell me something that's true that almost nobody agrees with you on. I actually thought that was kind of terrifying because I'm not sure I would have had a ready answer had you asked me that. But what's useful about that question from your point of view?
It's one of those interview questions where even if you hear it in advance, it's hard to answer. It often requires a fair bit of courage because you have to tell the interviewer who's asking you an answer that he or she won't even agree with. And that's always a very uncomfortable thing to do. I think courage is an even shorter supply than genius in our world.
So if I turn that question around on you, what might you say?
One answer is in the context of Silicon Valley, even though I think technology is good and a lot of the progress that's happening is very good, I often do feel that a lot of it is somewhat overhyped. The cell phones that distract us from our environments also distract us from how our environments are strangely old as we're riding through subway systems from the late 19th or early 20th century. The worry I have is always that we need to be doing more on technology, not less.
Peter Thiel is a venture capitalist, but among his own entrepreneurial ventures were PayPal and the data analysis company Palantir. That book is called Zero to One, Notes on Startups or How to Build the Future.